background for this project is the definition of music as sound produced with a main intention to produce sound, assumed in accordance with the evolutionary model of a prosodic music language. From a pragmatic and teleological perspective, intentional communicative acts respond to several functions simultaneously. Humans distinguish between similar communicative categories, such as music and language, even when the physical sound is the same. I assume that this is due to the ability to perceive the degree of relevance of different intentions and corresponding functions attributed to sounds. The goal of this project is to verify whether the perception of sound as music, as opposed to language, depends on the distinction between degrees of perceived intentions, specifically to produce sound or to communicate. Through the lens of cognitive semiotics, basic forms of meaning emerge before any form of consciousness. This is consistent with neurophysiological descriptions of information processing as dual or threefold, distinguishing between basic cognition and higher-order consciousness, with a dual step before semantic features are involved. In a model proposed by Kai Fogelei, the ability to understand the intentions of others can be described as a twofold system, relying on two neural systems, the mentalizing system and the mirror neuron system. As neither awareness of the context nor complex forms of meaning are required, I hypothesize that we can distinguish between music and language through the mirror neurons before the mentalizing system is involved. I shall compare the perception of musical prosody and linguistic prosody categories. Recent studies revealed the role played by the perception of prosody in understanding communicative intentions in utterances. This role is attributed mainly to areas of the mentalizing system with relative rightward asymmetry. Assuming that prosodic categories are related to specific forms of communicative intentions, whereas the distinction between music and language might pertain to a general level, I wish to verify whether the latter distinction is related to the mirror neurons or the mentalizing system. The comparison of prosodic types would involve the employment of fMRI. Controls would be asked to distinguish between music and language while perceiving desemanticized auditory signals designed to emulate specific prosodic categories. The fMRI should reveal regions involved in the identification of the nature of a signal. It would also be possible to verify the extent to which prosodic categories can be modified before losing their specificity. The gradual modification of acoustic features should result in an enhanced perceived focus on sound, thus perception of music. If similar modifications across different prosodic categories homogeneously lead to perceiving music, we could assume that musical prosody is not related to specific linguistic categories. Therefore, the distinction would pertain to a different level.